Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A senior Ukrainian official confirms to ABC News that President Zelensky is preparing to visit Washington this Friday and that the U.S. and Ukraine have agreed to terms on a deal relating to critical minerals and other resources. Growing backlash over efforts to oust federal workers, Democrats rallying today against those mass firings, and Senate leader John Thune today says agency heads confirmed by the Senate should have broader oversight than Elon Musk and Doge. ABC's Mary Alice Parks with more.
There's questions around Washington, around the entire country, among the federal workforce about who exactly is in charge. Of course, no federal worker wants to risk losing their job because they didn't reply to an email. On the other hand, no one wants to defy their immediate boss either. We've seen the White House continue to suggest that people should reply to this email. So I think big question for tomorrow's cabinet meeting.
The Vatican says Pope Francis remains in critical but stable condition as he battles double pneumonia. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
If you're looking to buy a car online, the Wisconsin DOT says buyer beware. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska for 1490 WLCX. Online vehicle scams have increased recently, according to the Wisconsin DMV. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The scheme starts as a fake online storefront. The website or social media profile claims to be a Wisconsin dealership. You'll see stock images or photos of real vehicles, and real Wisconsin dealerships are included to make things seem legitimate. Advertised vehicles may be listed at below market value to make interested customers take the bait. Another warning signal is no in-person contact with the seller. The Wisconsin DMV is aware of multiple cases that follow this pattern.
If you're the victim of a scam, you can file a dealer complaint and take other steps to protect your credit and information. You can find out more at wisconsindmv.com. Two people are dead after an apparent gas leak in Monroe County on Sunday. According to the sheriff's office, emergency crews went to a home in the town of Oakdale Sunday afternoon. A person who visited the home and called in the gas leak found a girl who was taken outside. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Emergency crews shut off the gas and entered the home, where they found the body of a man as well as a dog and a cat. Officials ruled out foul play, according to a release from the sheriff's office. February's final week is a busy one for the city of La Crosse. The Board of Public Works approved an order yesterday to create a no parking zone on the south side of the 2400 block of Haas Street. The city administrator workgroup meets tomorrow, and so does the Economic and Community Development Commission, which will consider a pair of grants as well as hold a public hearing on the analysis of impediments to fair housing choice before taking action. A meeting is also scheduled tomorrow for the city's DEI team. Today will be another mild day in the Cooley region with highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. Tonight, there's a chance of light rain showers. There's also a chance of some foggy conditions as snow continues to melt. Conditions clear up through the rest of the week with highs in the 40s or 50s until a brief cool down over the weekend. Wisconsin could see some mixed precipitation on Friday or Saturday along with the temperature changes. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX and LaCrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Packers are in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. At the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where over 300 of the top college football players will work out and interview with teams, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, doing interviews with the media, asked about free agents like defensive end Myles Garrett or wide receiver Devontae Adams. A number of Wisconsin Badger players here, like Jack Nelson. College basketball, Wisconsin slipped from 11th to the 12th ranked team in the nation in the AP Top 25 after that loss in overtime to Oregon. They play Washington tonight at the Kohl Center. Marquette now ranked 22nd after losing four of their last six games. They host Providence tomorrow night at 6. The Bucks on the road in Houston tonight against the Rockets. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins says he was taking live batting practice against Freddie Peralta when a fastball struck him just below the right knee, fracturing his shin bone. Perkins expects to be out until early May. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky, some rain showers tonight, and lows in the mid-30s. Any rain wraps up early tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild, highs in the mid-40s, and staying in the mid-40s and partly sunny Thursday. We jump well up into the 50s on Friday and breezy, currently 51 degrees.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen from the Lincoln Project is here, along with State Senator Sarah Kayeski, talking about a right to repair bill. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for The Todd Albaugh Show.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. You could play a big part. Join us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. working hard on the board. Thank you, Jess. Jazzed as hell, it's Tuesday. Means it's a little overtime with my pal, Maggie Dawn. Check out the Maggie Dawn Show right preceding this fine program, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back, Maggie.
Hey, Dom. Good to be with you guys.
Thank you. You know, I always got like ideas of what I want to talk about when we start the show. And then sometimes this just gets thrown out the window because I heard you today as I was
Thanks
driving.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, of course. Love to hear you. And especially today's topic that I heard the part was school vouchers.
Yes.
And the lack of accountability, the lack of transparency. I think maybe the school vouchers are ready for some Doge, Maggie Dawn.
Yeah, let's Doge the old vouchers.
Let's Doge the vouchers. And I heard some conservative callers really not answering the question. And I that makes me wonder, why is that? How why is it so difficult for folks, do you think, Maggie Dawn, to specifically come right out and say, yes, I want, you know, Christian religion taught in schools, but I don't know if I want the Muslim or Islam or the, you know, Hindu or whatever else religion you may choose. That for some reason, it's very difficult for them to address that.
I think it's because it gets uncomfortable, right? It's uncomfortable because, no, I don't want my tax dollars going to support Islamic education, right? Like, that's what they don't want to say. And they don't want to say that, but they still want the tax dollars to support predominantly white Christian nationalist education, right, or if they're terming it, choice. Like, all of these things, like DEI is the modern N-word.
Right.
Right? Like, you're a DEI hire. You might as well be addressing a person of color and being like, know your place. And it ain't in the boardroom. Know your place. It's not in my law firm. It is modern day whitewashed code language for basically some of the most insidious and anti-American ideas that you can imagine. That is that one group of people is worth less than another group of people, and we're going to keep it that way. And that one religion should be preferenced in this country over other religions. Though, again, I thought we fought a war about that, but yeah. Okay, not, I guess. So it's very selective ideas of rights, right? Like, that's what this is.
Exactly,
it's like,
exactly.
All freedom of religion, except when it comes to your body and the fact that you're pregnant. Then no freedom of religion. Freedom of religion only when I want to have my religion preferenced over your religion. That's not freedom, right? Like, that's why, you know, it reads, shall establish no religion, right? Like, this is the point. it's pretty insidious. It's pretty consistent. And I think it needs to be called out. This isn't about choice. This isn't about having a reasoned discussion about outcomes in public schools. If conservatives were really serious about that, right?
About bettering the outcomes in public schools.
Then what they would be advocating for is not vouchers and choice. All that money that goes to vouchers and choice, they'd be saying, take those dollars and let's give teachers raises. You want to see people lined up around a block to be a public school teacher in the most difficult districts in the country?
Pay them. Right.
What? It's like capitalism, except here. And the ironic thing, of course, is that they call it choice. Oh, the parent needs choice. We should let the free market determine. No, we shouldn't. It's public education, A. B, okay, then why aren't you paying teachers more?
Right.
Again, it's the philosophy, the ideology, the belief only works up to where they decide it doesn't arbitrarily because it's no longer privileging them or their perceived group. The terrible reality is that this is all a long con, right? Middle-class people, our kids all go to public schools. 90% of American children go to public schools. You need public schools. So what are you talking about? Why wouldn't you want teachers to make more money? It is a long con to create false division amongst people that have incredibly aligned interests. That is working people in the United States. Fight with each other instead of worrying about the billionaire overlord who apparently is now attending cabinet meetings.
Yes,
Dom.
Yes, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, good thing he doesn't have a corporation to run or a department.
A couple of corporations to run. Right. One apparently not doing so well. Yes. Sales are down at Tesla.
Sales are down. We'll get to that. 855-752-4842. It's overtime with Maggie Dawn here on the Dom Salvia Show. The choice is there. The choice is, as it was when I was growing up, prior to school choice. My parents made the choice to pull me out of Hortonville Public Schools and put me into private Appleton Xavier School. They made that choice, and they made that choice to go to pocket. And they made that choice, and they scratched that check, and they paid tuition. They didn't get a tax break for it. They didn't get reimbursement for it. They didn't get a voucher for it. They made that decision. That's their choice. And if you don't want that choice, what choice do we have as taxpayers to not? And I didn't mind the education. I was excused from religion. That's fine. I was a fine, good enough school.
Not true
got to
in
college.
All schools.
Not true in all schools. My experience was fine. But again, what about the choice of us taxpayers not having our dollars going towards, and I'll say it because I don't believe any of it, the indoctrination, regardless of what the religion is, what I would call indoctrination. And it's one thing to talk about the outcomes. If you're going to have a religious school, regardless of the religion, and they're doing so great and the outcomes are awesome, excellent. Can we do the same thing without teaching the religion class?
Yes.
Then do that.
Right.
That's fine. I have never been
comfortable with first the Wisconsin State Supreme Court and then later, this was in the early 90s, it was first, we were literally the petri dish of all of this in MPS.
A lot of that going on here.
Eventually, the U.S. Supreme Court saying public tax dollars can go to support a religiously based education. Since when? Since they waved a magic wand?
Yep.
I mean, that was what it was.
Yep.
This is in alignment to, in my mind, with money is speech and presidents are kings.
Right.
Right. That is so simply unfathomable to the average American that if we took all of the partisan wrangling out of that and would have asked people 25 years ago, do you think your public tax dollars, your tax dollars, your hard-earned money should go to fund Islamic-based education here in the United States? Guess what the answer would be?
Right.
No,
right.
This is why the government shall not establish any religion. And it's over and over again. Here's a quote from one of the people that I tend to read a lot who is a professor who studies this. Republicans are like arsonists who deliberately burn down your local public school and then have the shameless audacity to turn around and say to you, wow, your school's really terrible. Here, let me sell you on my equally crappy school instead.
Right. With less oversight, with less input.
No oversight.
You know,
profit making.
To your point, to make money. They are doing this to make money. So the more money they get in, the more students they take in, as long as they keep them long enough to cash that voucher, well, they can just get rid of them. Then what happens to the kids? They come in, right? And there is a window, and I don't know what the window is, but they got to keep the kids for so long in order to get the full benefit the money. And after that point, the kid, they don't like it. Maybe it's a problem child, and they kick them out. Where do they go?
Back to the public schools.
Back to public schools.
They can elect not to take a kid because they have disabilities. They're not required to take children with disabilities. So they can discriminate. They can decide not to take a kid because the kid has two dads or two moms or a single mother. They can discriminate. They're discriminating still on an income basis because oftentimes the vouchers don't cover the whole cost of the education. So it's just, until I see some systemized, legitimate study that shows me that voucher and choice schools are producing way better, not the one-offs.
Right.
On a consistent basis.
Statistically proven.
Significant. Yeah. Low R squared. Then I mean, like, what are you talking about? It's this, again, you call it choice because you can't use the word segregated. You can't say that. You can't say I want religiously funded segregated schools so that my white child doesn't have to go to school with gay and black and brown and maybe the child of a migrant.
Well, if you say it like that, it sounds really racist, misogynist and all those things. Folks, this is Maggie Dawn. It's a little overtime with Maggie Dawn. Get to your calls, 855-752-4842. And on top of that, this is, again, it's not only just the lack of improvement or the lack of differing outcomes to any statistical difference. It's the subsidizing of religion, and specifically of religious organizations like churches whose attendance are down, the tithing is down, and now they're tapping into the vein of the public, of the socialist public schools, to keep them up. They already don't pay property taxes, Maggie, and now they're going to get funding, a mandate? We fund in this state two school systems?
Yes. Tom from L.A. made that point. I've always said, hey, you want to know the single most impactful public policy change you could make that within one election cycle would yield amazing results? Tax religions and use that money to pay teachers. Hear me? Write it down. Tax religions and use the money to pay public school teachers. The more difficult the district, the more challenging that particular student body is, the more trauma, the more hunger needs, the more uncertain housing insecurity,
right,
the more you get paid. Because what we have done, conservatives will in one breath say, why are we asking police to be social workers, marriage therapists, child psychologists, da, 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 I back the blue. Well, then back the teachers, because they're asked to do all of that. Social workers, marriage therapists, wraparound social services, food intervention. Every public school teacher I know has walked into their classroom with bags of food at some point in time because they've had students that they know are hungry in their classrooms. So, yeah, universal school lunch. Let's start with that before universal vouchers. Let's feed our kids and give them health care before you talk to me again about defunding public education so that well-to-do white families can send their kids to religious schools on the backs of those same working families' tax dollars. Shame.
Sending their kids to the same schools they were going to before, but now taking a little off the top, put it in their pockets so they can, go on vacation or whatever the case may be. Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvi Show. It is overtime with Maggie Dawn. Talk a little school choice, question mark. I'm going to get to your calls next, 855-752-4842.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in one year.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. A little overtime with Maggie Dawn. Check her fine program out preceding this one, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-75-CIVIC. The topic, using our public tax dollars to subsidize religious grooming in schools. You know, when you put it like that, it sounds really bad to me.
Sounds not okay.
Not okay. But apparently, you know, all the Republicans are down for that so long as they're grooming the proper religion. 855-752-4842. Joe from Madison, you will be first today. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Oh, there's so much here. Thanks so much. Two items that I wanted to talk about, the Norse religion and legacy status. I think it's often used that when we speak of the Muslim religion, when we speak of, oh, do you want your kids to get, you know, instruction in this? And would you feel comfortable about our tax dollars being used for that?
Yeah.
Switch to the idea of the Norse religion. I think this is really fascinating. There are a lot of veterans who are coming back from their military service, and they have embraced the Norse religion. It's a pagan religion, heathen, you might say, but it's one that they feel very strongly about, and they have worship services. They have asked for religious exemptions, for example, to grow a beard because that's part of their religion. So they come home and they want to, you know, educate their kids in the Norse religion. The Norse religion, which I think has about 21 gods altogether. So it doesn't come from that, you know, Judeo-Christian thing at all. How do you feel about that, people? Okay, these vets who serve their country want to have tax dollars to pay for their kids to be instructed in the Norse religion in as part of their school day. Let's talk about that. And I wanted to pick up, Maggie, you had talked about the incredible advantage of legacy admissions to schools. And I just wanted to add this to the conversation, Maggie. I had known that this had been a big thing in the last year or so, and I assumed that most colleges had gotten rid of it.
Nope.
Not at all.
Nope.
Boy, was I wrong. There's a website called collegetransitions.com. You can look it up. And it, for example, here's a stat. The admission rate for people who have a legacy tie to Harvard is 5 times that of non-legacies. And understand, when they say legacy, a primary legacy is where one or both of the applicant's parents are alumni. Yes, but most schools also grant favor to secondary legacies.
Yes.
Who can claim a grandparent, a sibling, or a non-parental familial affiliation to the school.
Aunts, uncles, cousins. Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. And then there are 7 pages on this table that they've listed here. So you guys can take a look through it should you wish. And it is just, the table was updated in November of 2024. So it's really pretty current. But I mean, just to look at this, it's colleges that may consider it: Bates College, Baylor University, Bentley.
It's like
University,
it's all
Berkeley
of them.
School of
here's
Music.
Here's the other thing, yes. Joe, that I think people, yes, don't realize is that oftentimes what happens is that the legacy admission preferences actually become smokescreen for the solicitation of donations from the highest net worth families. I just read either a study or an article about that, probably an article about a study that had looked at those relationships, because all admissions systems say, we keep our, they always call it university advancement. Yeah. They're like, that's a separate office.
Totally separate.
They never talk to admissions. Turns out, of course they do. So you layer on legacy privileges, plus if you're real, real rich, they'll shake you down, get a building, and then you'll get in magically.
When are rich white people going to catch a break in this country?
Hey,
thanks for the call,
Joe.
855-752-4842. Ollie from the Northwoods, you are next. Welcome, Ollie. What do you got for us?
Well, I have two comments. First, about public schools. Not all public schools are necessarily bad just because we've had one test result that's bad.
Sure.
A lot of great American people who have gone a long way in their education or in their fields have come from public schools. I think of the small town of Winter, Wisconsin, who does a great job with EIP teaching. One of their graduates was a NASA astronaut. So to say that public schools are bad is wrong.
I think, Ollie, this gets to this generalized, like, boogeyman-ish. It's like, oh, public education, blah, and I have nothing specific to say about what I would do or how I would fix it. I am a very proud graduate of Rufus King High School for the College Mound on 19th and Olive on Milwaukee's near North Side. I will tell you that the highest density of like people who I knew were way smarter than me that I have ever experienced in my life was at Rufus King High School. There were more people in my senior class that I was like, I'm not even in the same right. range. One of them was just on Jeopardy a couple of years ago. I mean, like, really, really smart people and incredibly great teachers. I entered Marquette University on a full academic scholarship with 32 credits. 32 credits. I was technically a sophomore
when
I entered.
Wow.
Yes. And I was able to do so because of the education that MPS gave me at Rufus King, gave me, that every taxpayer in the city of Milwaukee gave me, granted me the opportunity to be educated in that way. Public schools that bring together kids from all over the place, that is its own special kind of education.
Right,
I was
yeah.
so, I chose to go to King. My parents would have sent me anywhere. They would have scrabbled that money together. But I was like, I want to go to King because, one, I wanted to be with the best of the best, and I knew those kids were super talented and smart. And I was like, I know what kind of kid I'm going to meet at all these other schools. I know I'm going to meet lots of kids who I would have never otherwise met if I go to King. And that's why I went there, and it delivered. I was a transformed person, humbled in the narrowness of my experience as a person, humbled by the tiny angle of the world that my upbringing gave me. My horizons were expanded. I could see all sorts of possibilities for myself that I had never seen before because I was going to school with all of these different kids from all different kinds of backgrounds and being taught by an equally diverse group of teachers. And I think that deserves mention, too. We do not have nearly enough diverse teachers in our public school ranks.
an education beyond the reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Yes.
Folks, it is overtime with Maggie Dunn. Maggie, it goes way too fast. Check her fine program out, 2 to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will continue this conversation and your calls, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Thank you, Maggie.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A proposed bill aims to help farmers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska for 1490 WLCX. A legislative proposal aims to help farmers save costs on equipment repairs. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Wisconsin legislators unveiled a right to repair bill. It's designed to address what supporters call a, quote, monopoly crisis in agriculture by allowing farmers to repair their own equipment. The proposed legislation would require manufacturers to provide repair documentation and tools at fair cost, while still being able to protect their trade secrets. If passed, Wisconsin would become the sixth state in the country to have right to repair laws.
The legislation was introduced by State Senator Brad Paff, who said that Wisconsin farmers deserve the right to repair their own equipment or do business with the mechanic of their choice. La Crosse County election officials canvassed vote totals Monday from last week's spring primary. Election officials said there was nothing out of the ordinary. The county's turnout was 13.46%, with higher turnout in the city of La Crosse, where voters had a mayoral and school board primary. Some wards of the city had turnouts of over 30%. With the spring primary wrapped up, attention now turns to the spring election on April 1st. Find out what's on your ballot, registration information, and more at myvote.wi.gov. A barn is destroyed after a fire near Holman Sunday night. No people were hurt in the fire, but several ducks and chickens didn't make it out, according to the barn's owner. According to the Holman Fire Department, crews arrived before 9 p.m. Sunday and found the barn completely on fire. The fire eventually caused the barn to collapse. Six fire departments responded to the fire, in part due to the trapped animals. The barn is considered a total loss. Fire officials are still investigating the cause of the fire. Tonight is the start of the high school girls basketball tournament, with regional qualifiers across the state, including a handful of games in the Cooley region. Winners advance to Friday's regional semifinals, which includes every remaining team in the state. Tonight is also hockey sectional semifinals across Wisconsin. Thursday through Saturday is the state individual wrestling meet in Madison. The state gymnastics sectionals are also being held later this week. You can find full postseason brackets and schedules at WIAAWI.org. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Awards season is in the home stretch, with the Oscars less than a week away. The 2025 Screen Actors Guild Awards are in the books and could give us some hints for next week's Oscar broadcast. Timothée Chalamet and Demi Moore took home the awards for Best Male and Female Actor in a Leading Role in the Feature Film category. Conclave won the Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actress went to Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez. Kieran Culkin won Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain. Outstanding Performance by a lead actor in a limited series went to Colin Farrell for his role in The Penguin, and Jessica Gunning won the same award for her role in Baby Reindeer. Switching to comedy, Jean Smart took home the Best Female Acting Award for Hacks, and Martin Short won in the same category for a male actor for Only Murders in the Building. Only Murders also won Best Ensemble in a Comedy. Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Drama Series went to Shogun. Not a huge surprise there. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky, some rain showers tonight, and lows in the mid-30s. Any rain wraps up early tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild, highs in the mid-40s, and staying in the mid-40s and partly sunny Thursday. We jump well up into the 50s on Friday and breezy, currently 51 degrees.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. Trending.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
While I continue my finger quotes work retreat for Up North News, Chad Holmes will be filling in on Wednesday doing double duty ahead of his Wausau show.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I want to thank our most recent guest, the Overtime with Maggie Dawn from the Maggie Dawn Show. Check her out 2 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. School choice, or as I like to call it, public tax dollars used to subsidize the religious grooming of our students. Did I say that? I don't know. Use of public tax dollars to groom our students. Yes, I'm saying it. Come on, you got to be kidding me. Did my Google search. Finally found something. According to the AI overview of Google, in 2022-23, the state of Wisconsin spent about $443 million on its choice programs. $443 million. Maggie did give me a little homework on the way out the door, actually doing the homework for me. Thank you, Maggie. Catherine Eden writing this, and I want to share this, and we'll get back to your calls, 855-75-CIVIC. In 1964, the Mississippi legislature created a voucher program for students attending non-religious private schools. Immediately, this prompted the founding of three private segregation academies. Hoping to spawn more schools, the White Citizens Council, in its journal, The Citizen, offered step-by-step instructions, assuring anxious parents in 1964 that the state of Mississippi would pay up to $185 a year to each child in a non-sectarian school for tuition purposes. Now, the Citizen, again, this is the journal of the White Citizens Council, the White Citizens Council in 1964, their journal, they opined, quote, "Parents want their children to be raised and educated free from the tensions of racial conflict in the classroom, free from the frustrating drag of mass mediocrity, and free from the blight of self-styled progressive educators whose avowed aim is to turn young Americans from the established inheritance of their fathers to alien theories of collectivism and anti-white racism."
That come from the Moms for Liberty?
Sounds pretty close, don't the White Citizens Council. Pretty close.
I see.
So a justification for this rooted in racism. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. Something in this country done because of racism.
Shocking.
I thought we got over that when we elected the black president, right?
No.
We're good now?
That's what everyone kept saying.
And so here in the state of Wisconsin, we continue to use our public tax dollars to subsidize the religious indoctrination of our youth. And apparently the MAGAs and the Republicans, everybody's fine with that on that side, so long as that religious indoctrination is their chosen religion. And,
right.
And some of those folks that don't want to address it, because you don't want to sound like a raging racist. No, I don't want to teach about Jesus in the school. I don't want to teach about Muhammad or Buddha or any of the other gods that have come before, or the Norse gods. I love Joe's point. You know, the Norse gods. Some folks are actually apparently digging into it. You know,
there's been a small resurgence of some of these polytheistic religions that in some cases were sort of dormant for centuries.
Odin, Come on. Why not? Sure, why not? At the end of the day, why not? How about I just come up with some bunk, because this is all in my mind, made up garbage by the human race to subjugate other folks and to, you know, get into their pockets and make them do their will.
I love that you always take such a cheery perspective on things.
Come on, man. Well, I mean, what's the benefit? You know, I mean, this is a grift to get into, tap that vein. And for these folks and these religious organizations who already pay no property taxes and whose product is faith that they sell without any sales tax. You know, the tithing, I said, there should be sales, have a sales tax on it, I think. Come on, you know, I got all sorts of ways to try to tap into their vein. And if you can't afford it, well, come on, everyone else pays property taxes. Then I guess you just got to tie, get your flock to throw a little more money in, right? What's wrong with that? So, yeah, I got a huge, huge problem with this. But to Joe's point, our caller Joe from the first segment, I believe, using the Norse religion as an example, and I think Cam texted on the text line, we say Islam a lot, and we use that religion because it triggers the righties, man. They're all mad about Sharia law. Sharia law, can't handle that. Canon law, totally fine. We're fine with that. So that's why I use that religion. I have nothing more against that religion than any other religion. I don't want that taught in the schools. I don't think it should be taught in the schools. Our declaration, our constitution does not allow for Jesus. You don't see Jesus anywhere.
No.
Nowhere.
Even find any gender to God. While there is reference to a creator, to God, there's no gender assigned, so there's none of the attributed male characteristics that tend to come along with, especially Christian religion.
Well, and the point of the creator, quote unquote, I mean, it's kind of all encompassing, right? I mean, let's just throw everything in there. Your creator,
yeah.
You know, my creator was my mom and my dad. That's who created me. So, let's see. Mark, he jumps on the YouTubes. Dom doesn't know what the F he is talking about. Well, Mark, why don't you enlighten me?
Why don't you give us a call?
855-752-4842. I pray, Mark, that you call me and tell me what I don't know what I'm talking about. 855-75-CIVIC. I guess it irritates me to no degree. Because at least in my position, in the position of the founding documents of this country, which emphasizes the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for every person, everybody, no matter who, where, what, when. Religion, color, doesn't, none of that matters. And you wonder why this has worked so far to this degree. Because who as an individual cannot appreciate, oh my God, I'm gonna live in a society where other people respect my abilities to exist, to have my life and my liberty and pursue my happiness as I see fit. Certainly so long as that happiness doesn't involve, you know, stepping all over everybody else, right? There are limitations. And then we form this government, you know, to try to balance it all out, to reflect the will of we the people. And when you throw in only this religion or only that religion, well, then it kind of goes against that. When you flirt with authoritarianism, you start throwing Nazi Sieg Heils around. You call your president king. You put memes out. Absolute monarchy. Those things are the antithesis of what we the people, what this country is about. So y'all should be offended at that. And the same thing with this school voucher. $500 million to subsidize religious indoctrination with very little oversight, very little transparency, the ability for those schools to reject after cashing the checks for a while, the students. And then what happens at the end of the day? Well, those students end up either, what, in jail or in the public schools?
Mm-hmm.
855-752-4842. Don't hide behind the flag and call it patriotism. Don't hide behind your religious book and call yourself spiritual. When you want to offer differing scenarios and education opportunities for people based on their religion and their color and their on the rest of it. That's not how it's supposed to be. The melting pot, people. Or you can just, you know, wish your way back to pray that you get transported back to 1964 and maybe you can join the White Citizens Council and you know, start your own voucher school. 855-752-4842. Thank you, Maggie Dawn. Let's get back to the lines. Charles from Milwaukee, you are up. Welcome, Charles. What are your thoughts?
Hey, Dom. So I earlier when Maggie was on, it's a 3-week process. So little Billy has been a troubled kid, and his parents decide they want to send him to a voucher school. Voucher school sees that Billy's been having problems, but they decide to take him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So Billy is having issues with that first 3 weeks. After the state sends out, after the school sends in their enrollment counts, the state gets the numbers, and when they start get ready to divvy out the money, Billy looks at the teacher sideways. Miss Jones goes to say, "I want Billy out of my class." Well, they kick Billy out of the voucher school. Billy goes back to MPS, and the voucher money stays at the choice at the charter private school. And so now Billy goes back to the public school system,
right,
without any money.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this because I spent 18 years in MPS as a special education teacher.
Mm.
God bless you, Charles.
Wow, Charles. Yeah, let me, this has been a long time coming, Charles, and I certainly appreciate your perspective, man. I assume based on this conversation, you're not hip to the school choice slash, you know, whatever you want to call it. What do you think the resolution should be? What is the remedy to step away from this breach?
Well, the way it had been before, it was changed that if parents want to send their kids to a private school to learn about Christ, then they should pay for it.
As mine did.
We should not have to pay for it. And when they talk about indoctrination, that's it right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you hear people say, "Oh, well, we should teach the Bible in school." Well, what about the Muslim kids in school, mm-hmm, or the Jewish kids,
mm-hmm,
that may be at a school, you know, so they're supposed to just suck it up and this is the gospel, what you're telling me?
Literally the gospel. Charles, thank you for your perspective and your calls and for teaching all those years, man. That's a lot of work and a lot of giving, man. I appreciate that. And your perspective. 855-752-4842.
Can I add one quick thing on what Charles was saying? It's even a level more insidious than when a student goes to a voucher school and their voucher money goes to that school. And the voucher, after that period of time, says, "You know what? We're not going to keep you." And they send them back to the public schools.
Mm-hmm.
Public schools get part of their funding based on the number of students that they have enrolled at the beginning of the year. So when they then are, I don't want to use the word forced, but forced to accept these students back into their pool, not only does the voucher school get the money, the public school doesn't get the money that they should have gotten for that child if they had been enrolled at the beginning of the year. So it is a double loss to the public school.
Yeah, call it 10 grand for a high school kid, right? So the private or the voucher school, the choice school, quote unquote, gets $10,000. After the time period is up, they throw them out.
Yep.
Well, that's a $20,000 swing, right?
Yeah.
The public school doesn't get the 10 grand. The private school gets the 10 grand. That's a $20,000 swing. And someone's still got to educate the kids.
Yep.
And we do have an election coming up, folks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The state superintendent of schools, Dr. Jill Underley. That's the one you should all be voting for versus the other one who literally is a quote unquote consultant and casts checks and makes money off of the choice voucher slash schools. I know there's different meanings for whatever, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter to me. Call it whatever you want. It's taking money out of the public schools and putting it into the pockets of the parents of kids who they determine want to get a private and religious education. That if they were so faithful to this process, they would go to pocket for like my parents did. They didn't get a tax break. They didn't get a voucher. They just made that decision. And that's a tough decision to make, man. I mean, damn, back then it was probably like, I didn't want to guess the number, but it was money. Like when I realized, oh my God, we're paying tuition for me to go to high school. That seems outrageous. I should go to college for that kind of money. But they made the determination. And look how it worked out.
The education itself stuck. The God, not so much.
Yeah. Education never did nothing for me, though. And books, they was the worst. 855-752-4842. That election's coming up, what, April 1st?
April 1st.
So if you have concerns about this, and it's not like, you know, that the Department of Public Instruction, Jill Underly, could, you know, wave a magic wand and make this go away. I think that's more of a legislative. Tony Evers, could you veto it? You know, talk about what kind of reaction should we have? And I don't want to see like all these kids and parents that are relying on this thing to have it pulled out from underneath them. I'm not Doge over here, right? But a winding down, you know, that'd be appropriate.
Or an income cap that you don't get a voucher if you're making six figures.
Still, the religion still bothers me, man. We don't want religion. I don't want religion taught in public schools. Keep that to yourself. 855-752-4842. Coming back.
This is the Talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay.
Eyezervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit iZervay.com. That's iZervay.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got some callers going to get to you. Jess P.S. working hard on the phones and on the board. A couple of texters out there. It's not just a phone line. It's also a text line. And, of course, we're on the socials as well. Tim from Wales points out, not all charter schools are church-based. Many are STEM-based with very good grades with very high college acceptance. Oh, we got Tim on the line. Well, let's hear Tim. Tim, you're absolutely right. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
You just read it.
Yeah, man. No doubt. So, and I get that. And, you know, these organizations are at least overseen by, you know, the public schools to some degree, like university or the, you know, the school system, though they don't have to follow the same rules. So certainly different than the vouchers, right?
They still go through the voucher system, and one of them that I'm actually working on constructing right now, 92% of all their kids are accepted at colleges.
Yeah, that's great. Now, is that a religious organization as well, Tim?
No, it's not.
Okay, gotcha. What do you think about about the tax dollars being used specifically to send, you know, kids to private voucher schools that teach religion, using public tax dollars for it? Do you think that's appropriate?
I'm on the fence with that one. Not as much as them going to a different school to better the school. You know, if they're not getting as good grades, say a failing school that your local school is kind of failing, I agree with being able to have the parents, you know, make the choice for the kids to be able to go to a school where they can get a better education and help their future.
Do you think, Tim, and I appreciate your perspective, do you think that perhaps some of these quote-unquote failing, and I guess that's a subjective term until we, you know, come up with what that really means, that we'd have better outcomes if we weren't pulling out $500 million in a 22-23 budget to subsidize, you know, this other school system? Do you think that would be, and then on top of that, of course, paying the teachers more, Tim?
It would, correct. You know, it's more money would help. On some of it is some of the teachers, even though they've got seniority in there, you know, it's kind of hard to get rid of some of them sometimes. And could that be part of the problem? And classroom over, you know, too many kids in a classroom, it's harder to teach. And yes.
Yeah. I mean, sorry about that, Tim. Thank you for the call, man. I certainly appreciate your perspective. And there are lots of variables that go into what ultimately become the outcomes for those students. I went to grade school, high school, college, and grad school. And my experience is pretty much the bell curve, man. There's some really good teachers and some really bad teachers, and then most are pretty okay doing their thing. I think that exists in lots of things. You know, the problem being for me is the religious aspect of it, and the unaccountability of it, and the ability for these organizations to take kids in and play the system, get some money. And these are, you're talking about, especially if you're talking about a for-profit organization. Oh my God, what are we doing? I mean, we talk about it is the conversation of the day is the DOGE, you know, efficiencies and all that. Well, how is it efficient to have two, you know, school systems or two mandates in the state of Wisconsin for schooling? And it doesn't make sense. And I think if we go back and you look at some of the history of this and where it came from, in Milwaukee being the experiment, oh, what a great idea, we're going to do this, and look at the creep. You know, look mm-hmm. at the creep and the expansion of this. And all of a sudden now we got all this money going out, and are the outcomes any better? I don't think so. And at the end of the day, if there were to be some glorious educational outcome for students that went to XYZ, fill in your God school here, and they were able to do all that and went out of college or whatever their dreams were. Their dreams were met and all expectations were met. If that was us still funding religious education, I still don't want it. I don't want that. That's not how it's supposed to be. Because where do you draw the line? Oh, that makes total sense. Christianity, that's one of the big three, right? It's based on the Muhammad. Norse religions, oh, can't have that. That's crazy. That's a Marvel movie. Well, yeah, and everyone is an atheist. I just take mine one God further. 855-752-4842. Kurt from Madison, you're next. Welcome. What do you got?
Wow. The longer you stay on hold, the more information you get, the harder it is to come into the show. I guess I'm going to have to go back to my original thought.
Sir.
How long do we have to continue walking this planet, dragging our knuckles in the dirt, realizing and looking back on history that everything was always controlled by men, mostly, short of, you know, some people like Cleopatra's. But nonetheless, I digress. As you said, Dom, and I've said exactly the same thing you did. These are men creating history on fantasy, on manufacturing stuff. And why do they manufacture it? Well, they manufacture it because they know in some aspect that it will provide them control.
Right.
They need that control. The reality is, I'm just disappointed with our school funding situations. I'm going to have to come down. And being the I don't know the the cog in the wheel here. I'm going to always state that when we run into problems like this and they escalate, and I'm just going to put this as a quick side note, this started with Reagan, that the voters determine the outcome. And if we have outcomes that aren't, as we're discussing today, we think should be going the other way, well, then it kind of points to the fact that those who should be involved in the voting and be
Kurt, got to cut you short. Heartbreak. Thank you, man. Come back with us,
855-752-4842. You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Maggie Dawn.
At 2 o'clock, Tom Paulswitz and I dig into DEI in the age of Trump. We share with you some of the things MLK said that you may never have heard of.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After signing another round of executive orders, President Trump telling reporters he supports Elon Musk's email to employees asking to list their accomplishments in the past 5 days, saying his administration is trying to find out if employees are working. The White House earlier says the request is voluntary, but President Trump disputed that.
Well, it's somewhat voluntary, but it's also if you don't answer, I guess you get fired. What it is, do people exist?
Republican Senator Leader John Thune today said agency heads confirmed by Congress should have more oversight than Doge and Elon Musk. Ukrainian officials say President Zelensky will travel to the U.S. on Friday and that Ukraine and the U.S. have agreed on a mineral rights deal. Pope Francis, who is battling pneumonia, remains in critical but stable condition, according to the Vatican today, with no new respiratory episodes. And the measles outbreak in West Texas has jumped to 124 cases. New cases this week. This is ABC News.